Guys, it's official. I'm spreading myself too thin. So I record this episode like 30 minutes after I had like a mini crash out, and I'm still feeling it about everything I have like upcoming for this month and like the foreseeable future for the next few months. I don't know. First, I don't know how people do this. I don't know how people live with kids. I'm like, my problems are like not real problems. And I feel so stressed out about it. I don't think I can ever have kids. I don't think I can even have a pet. Like, I don't know how anybody is taking care of anything besides themselves. Okay, anywho. So, I used to pray for times like this. Again, these are not real problems. This is like managing my writing group schedule and like getting dinner with a friend and like prepping for my Christmas party, right? These are not real problems, but I fear that I leaned too hard in trying to up my community this year, that now I am spreading myself too thin. Because one of my goals this year was like to feel, or just like one of my goals, not even for the year, but just like one of my goals in LA was just to feel really secure in my social life and my community. And I definitely feel like I'm there. Like I've feel like I've built a really strong, solid social life this year and community this year. But now the ramifications of that are like being really busy and not having time to like focus on my other kind of pursuits and myself. Like this Saturday, like tomorrow, I'm quadruple booked. I have four different things to go to. I have a birthday party, I have one of Troy's shows, and I have two Christmas parties tomorrow. And I'm like, fuck my fucking chungus life. But it's like I used to pray for times like these, right? Like I used to pray to be invited to stuff. So anywho, yeah, I just have a lot going on. I still need to work on my book. I'm still on like a fitness journey. I have a lot going on at work right now. I have my Christmas party upcoming, which is a lot of labor and prep. I have my other writing organization that I started with my Yale buddies, which I already am taking a break. I'm taking a 3 month break from that because I canceled our last meeting. I was just like, I just have way too much going on. So I have to pick that up in the new year. But in January, I'm in Sacramento until January like 9th. And then I'm going to Turkey for a wedding at the end of January. Like these are all good problems. And then one of my writing group friends wants me to host a thing with her. And it's like these are all good problems to have, but I'm just like starting to feel like, oh my God, I have way too much going on. And I don't really know what to cut because I have to work on my book because me and my co-host for the writing group, we have a booth at the Festival of Books in April, and I need to have my book self-published and ready to go by then. So I have to work on that. I have to do a lot of editing still. I have to do a lot of revision still. And then work stuff obviously cannot be put on the back burner. And I have a huge project launching in April that I'm working on right now. And I have two weddings in May to go to. And I'm just like, oh my God. I'm actually, oh my God, like even saying this is scaring me. But instead of me just like venting and ranting, some of my advice while I'm still trying to take my own advice and figure out my life, talking through it helps. Like literally, like for me, talking out loud helps. Like I'm kind of recording this podcast just for myself to like help myself feel better, like kind of just like, I don't know, just like list a, like list like a listicle of everything that's going on. I also did write a notes app this evening where I was like, I listed out everything I'm stressed out about. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things on here. Oh my God, that's crazy. I have 10 things on here, and then I have like my whys, and writing out those whys has been helpful. So one of the ones I feel comfortable sharing is my Christmas party. So I have why I invited too many people. Why I'm over budget. Why planning food for all those people. Why I need to still finish all the decor I have to do. Why? I'm fearful of noise complaints from my neighbors. So it helps to like write out everything. And some of these problems are like silly, and some of these are like not that big of a deal. So like finishing like the decor for the outdoor area, I set up a time block on Saturday where I'm like, okay, that's when I'm gonna do this. So I'm like, okay, that feels better. I still need to plan out all the food. I do have a plan to help with the fact that I went over budget. The inviting of too many people, unfortunately, there is nothing I can do. I'm kind of just because I don't want to revoke Christmas invites. That's like, I'm not a Grinch. I am hoping that people will just like flake, which is crazy because I usually hate flakes. But in this instance, if you flake, I will not be mad. Yeah, so it's just been, I just feel like I have a lot going on like lately. And you know, these are like times that I prayed for, but I'm just like, damn, Jess, what the hell? And also just like really trying to set out a schedule. So the other thing that really helps me when I'm feeling overwhelmed and stressed is literally planning out like every hour of my day. So I have my work calendar, I have my personal calendar, and I have them merged. And it's like, okay, my first meeting tomorrow is at 9:30. So I'm gonna do my hour-long walk 8:30 to 9:30. And so really just being like having everything planned out and mapped. I have my nap scheduled. I have my like work to-do list scheduled. Like I'm gonna try to get a big part of this project I'm working on done by on Wednesday. And I blocked like 2.5 hours. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna work on this on Wednesday. Priority for tomorrow was doing this other project. So I'm just like trying to just like map out everything. I have my workout scheduled. So I have like Wednesday at 6:30, we're gonna do a Grow with Joe workout. You know, things that I have with friends, whatever. Everything I'm like trying to just like list out and schedule so it feels like, okay, at least we have a plan in place. And I'm also trying to take things week by week. I think I can get into this mode of like, okay, what does the next year look like? What does the next 6 months look like? What does the next month look like? And now I'm like, okay, let's just take it week by week. Like even grocery shopping today, I was like, okay, we're just gonna focus on what we're gonna eat for this week. We don't need to think about what we're gonna eat for next week. We don't need to think about what we're gonna eat in 2 weeks. Like just to focus on this week and we can come back to the grocery store next week. So I'm really just trying to like be like take everything like step by step, day by day. And if things only happen like once a week, that's fine. Like I used to write every single day. Last year, this time last year, I was working on my book every single day, sometimes for multiple hours a day. I think I've gotten a little burnt out and fatigued from working on my book because it's just been so long and I probably have read it like 8 times now. I'm like constantly doing revisions, whatever. So now it's like, okay, I have my writer's group every Tuesday. If that is the only time that I'm working on my book, that has to be fine. Like that just has to be what it is. I still have a few months. Luckily, like I was trying to give myself a deadline of finishing everything I needed to finish by the end of the year and self-pub like doing a soft self-publish by the end of the year and then really going public in February. Unfortunately, that is just not going to be possible. Now my new deadline is having everything done mid-March to get ready for the Festival of Books in mid-April. And that's just what it's going to have to be. And like right now my book is just going to have to take a little bit of a back burner because I just have so many other things going on. Yeah, and luckily the podcast is like easy because this is like I'm just like laying in my bed recording this right now, so this is easy. But there's like goals that I have for my podcast for next year, and I want to like start setting those things up now. Like I'm interested in this podcast mentorship. Applications open in December. And I'm like, okay, but I have to get referred into the program and like whatever. So I'm like trying to do that on the side. Oh, God, I'm feeling better already, like talking through everything. But really just trying to have like a place. There's a time and place for everything. Like work stuff, I'm only gonna worry about like during working hours. Writing, I'm only gonna worry about during my writer's group. And really just trying to like compartmentalize. All the different things that I have going on in my life right now, because ultimately, like, these are good problems to have. Nothing is like detrimental to like my livelihood, right? I have food, I have shelter, I have water. Like, all my basics are taken care of, and now it's just like, okay, trying to go above and beyond without burning myself out. And still, like, because I think, if you know me, like, my alone time is so important to me, and I hate when I feel robbed of having like a solid amount of time to myself. And I think the holidays are tough because I go home every year. So my Thanksgiving break, instead of spending my thing, and again, these are good problems to have, like obviously being grateful to like have a family and stuff, but my Thanksgiving break, instead of like being spent like truly relaxing, it was spent like 2 days were spent driving up to Sacramento, like, 2 days in total. It didn't take me 2 days to get there. Then it was like having to prioritize spending time with family, but also spending time with my friends who are still in Sacramento. And I didn't really get to have like a lot. I thought I was going to get a lot more done on my book. I thought I was going to be a little bit more productive in like some of my personal life stuff, like the writing and whatever. And I just wasn't, because I just was so busy. I had so much to do. And then Christmas is coming up, and it's going to be the same thing. Like, I go home on December 19th, and I'm immediately like, it's hitting the ground running because we have our big family Christmas party on December 20th. So all day, like when I get to Sacramento on December 19th, I'm gonna have to like be prepping and helping out with stuff. And then on the 20th, all day long, it's gonna be like host mode for this Christmas party. And so those are the moments where I'm like, I just want like a break. And then it's like having to schedule time with friends and Christmas and family. It's like, oh my God, it's so much. And I just like can't even imagine like doing this with kids in the picture or like a pet in the picture. So all good problems to have. But I don't know if anybody else is feeling like stressed and overwhelmed, especially with the holidays. But you're not alone. We're in this together. So to recap what I do when I'm feeling like I just have too much going on. Number one is talking to myself out loud about how I'm feeling and kind of just like verbalizing everything that I kind of need to do and whatever. Number two is writing out a listicle of everything. Literally, my notes app is called What's Stressing Me Out. So writing down everything that's stressing me out and then the reasons why those things are stressing me out. Number three is taking everything step by step. Like, really, what can I focus on today? What can I focus on this week? And not worrying about things that are even like a month in advance. At a high level, you can prep a month in advance, but not getting too worried about like the weeds and the details too far in advance. And then the last thing is, I am a big fan of physical to-do lists. And when I say physical to-do list, I mean blocking out my calendar and literally scheduling my day, sometimes hour by hour, of how I'm going to utilize that space and time, even if what I'm scheduling is literally just rest. So we got this. The end of the year is here. It is like full sprint until the holiday season. And then hopefully everybody can get some rest, especially that week in between Christmas and New Year's. I can't wait. I'm hoping I can just like chill out a little bit before the beginning of the year. All right. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jess Johnson. See you next time.
In Jess We Trust.